AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Debate right now in the U.S. Senate and expected before dawn a vote on final passage of a bill for military aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Opposed, a group of Senate Republicans, including Kentucky's Rand Paul.
This bill gives the finger to American taxpayers. This bill gives the finger to all of America. This bill is Ukraine first, America last.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson also opposes the bill because it doesn't include southern border security measures, but he opposed a previous Senate bill that had some. The semi-automatic rifle a woman used to shoot at Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston yesterday was purchased legally in December, cops say, despite reports of a history of mental illness and a criminal record involving weapons. The U.S. is working on a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza and to free hostages, says President Biden, urging Israel to help make it happen. This is ABC News. Back in a military hospital in the Washington area,
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin remains in the intensive care unit at Walter Reed Hospital after another emergency, more than 2 months after prostate cancer surgery. His duties once again transferred to his deputy. Austin came under intense criticism last month for not disclosing his cancer surgery or subsequent serious complications to the White House for several days, even though he was in intensive care and had transferred his duties to the deputy secretary then as well.
ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. Mardi Gras season in New Orleans approaching its zenith, tomorrow's Fat Tuesday. And in the city, among the parades and partying, many tourists like Kiasha Purvis.
Just the activity that's going around. All the people, the bees throwing, the smell of the food is getting me. And of course, you can't go wrong with the drinks.
On Wall Street, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ indexes closed lower, the Dow higher. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wagihau. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least one Republican has announced their candidacy to replace outgoing Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher. Gallagher announced he would not seek another term Saturday. Former state Senator Roger Roth has already announced his plan to run for the seat. Roth served as senator from 2017 until 2021 and ran for lieutenant governor alongside Tim Michaels in 2022. Current state senator Andre Jacques and GOP consultant Alex Brusewitz have also expressed interest in the seat. No Democrats have announced their intention yet to run for the seat. A leading Democrat says Republicans may be setting a trap for the governor if they pass his maps. Congressman Mark Pocan tweets Republicans could appeal those maps in federal court, and if they do, Wisconsin's current maps would stay in place through November. Many Democrats want the state Supreme Court to draw the maps. I'm Nate Wagihau, Civic Media News.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me. I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, it's just can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. From Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and upper teens in the overnight. There will be a few flurries flying across the area. Light northwest winds. A few flurries ending Tuesday, then mostly cloudy skies. Our highs topping out near the 30-degree mark. Currently 26 degrees.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Monday. It's a brand new week. wild stuff going on right now. Donald Trump and his lawyers are in the courthouse down in Florida with the Judge Luce Cannon. We'll get to that in just a minute. Also, Trump and his traitors to democracy are becoming increasingly brazen. I mean, over the weekend, he basically said, yeah, I'll turn Europe over to Putin. Sure, no problem. And crazy alert, Trump claims that Barack Hussein Obama, that's how he always refers to him, is secretly running America. Yes, the black guy's still in charge. Just ask Donald Trump. Oh, God. In the second hour of our program, are Trump's allies training MAGA shock troops to take over our government? Also, a state Supreme Court just issued another devastating rebuke of the U.S. Supreme Court. And geeky science, the Atlantic Ocean circulation is nearing a devastating tipping point. In the third hour of our program, Biden's brain versus Trump's brain and the media. And a new report warns 1 in 5 migratory species face extinction. So we got a lot to talk about today. I want to start out with my op-ed over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled Trump and his traitors are to democracy are shockingly brazen. And I mean, how much more do we need to hear to know or see or forget to know that Donald Trump is a Russian agent? That, you know, he's here doing the work of Vladimir Putin, and not just Putin. He is an agent of an international, essentially coalition of autocrats who are strongly opposed to democracy. Democracy would mean their demise, whether it's the crown prince of Saudi Arabia or whether it's the president of China or whether it's the president of Russia or whether it's the, you know, Kim Jong-un, whatever he calls himself, dear leader of North Korea. You know, this is who Trump has bonded with. And, you know, over the weekend in South Carolina, he came right out and said that if he becomes president again, he would turn NATO over to Russia in a heartbeat. He said, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. He's speaking to the Russian troops and their leader, Putin. Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, replied. He said, any suggestion that allies will not defend each other undermines all of our security, including that of the U.S., and puts American and European soldiers at increased risk. You know, this Article 5 of the NATO treaty basically is, you know, an attack on one is an attack against all. And it has only been used once. This came into play, you know, after World War II as a way to hold back the Soviet Union. But that one time was after 9/11. And, you know, the theory was that there was this attack on a NATO country, the United States, from Afghanistan. And, you know, George W. Bush put together a coalition of 20, 30 countries, I forget how many, but, you know, a number of countries to invade Afghanistan. Now, you know, it was based on BS, Mullah Omar had publicly stated, I mean, it was in the Washington Post, came out and said, you know, we will arrest bin Laden and turn him over to a third country for trial if you guys have any evidence that he's behind 9/11. And we had the evidence. But George W. Bush didn't want to do that because he wanted to have a war. Because, he, you know, he had, before the election, he had told his biographer he wanted to be a wartime president. That's how you get reelected. It was the lesson of his daddy's presidency and of Reagan's. I mean, you know, Reagan had his little war with Grenada, which helped him get reelected. And, you know, Maggie Thatcher was the one who started it with the Falklands. So anyhow, that was the one time it's been used. But Putin's war and Trump's war against democracy is really cranking up. There was a report in Wired magazine last week that, I'll just quote from it. A Russian disinformation campaign is deploying everything from high-ranking lawmakers and government officials to lifestyle influencers, bloggers, and powerful state-run media outlets to stoke divisions in the United States around the Texas border crisis. Wired has also obtained exclusive access to data from two separate disinformation research groups that demonstrate a coordinated Russian effort on Telegram and X to sow discord by pushing the narrative that the U.S. is heading for civil war. And, you know, just a couple of months ago, the U.S. intelligence community released a report to 100 countries letting them know that Russia is attacking democracies by trying to sow dissent. The cable said, and this is our intelligence agencies, a unified voice of our intelligence agencies to the intelligence agencies of pretty much every other democracy in the world, quote, Russia is pursuing operations to degrade public confidence in the integrity of elections themselves. Now, keep in mind, elections are the fulcrum point. They're the foundation of democracy. So if you want to kill a democracy, what do? You destroy people's faith in their elections. The cable goes on to say, for Russia, the benefits of these operations are twofold, to sow instability within democratic societies and to portray democratic elections as dysfunctional and the resulting governments as illegitimate. A senior intelligence official involved in the analysis told CBS News, quote, we are seeing them look at their perceived success in 2016 and their perceived success in 2020 and gumming up outcomes to be something that should be continued moving forward and maybe even expanded. So here we have Donald Trump. He's been charged with 31 counts under the Espionage Act of 1917, which, by the way, is the law that was used to execute Julius and Ethel Rosenberg in 1953, in July of 1953. He's charged with stealing hundreds of top secret documents, taking them to Florida, sharing them with people who have no security clearance, and lying to the FBI and the National Archives about it. But of greatest concern is this 10-inch thick binder of raw intelligence from our spies and sources in Russia that's gone missing. I mean, that's the sort of thing Putin would pay billions for, and maybe has. You know, during his presidency, Trump was having secret conversations regularly with Putin. We know of at least 20 of them, in addition to the formal official ones. One was just, you know, a few days before the 2020 election. Of course, you know, we all know Trump outed a Russian spy in his first week in office when he invited the foreign minister, the Russian ambassador to the United States, Sergey Lavrov, and the Russian foreign minister, their equivalent of a secretary of state. Was that Lavrov? Yeah. Well, in any case, you know, the two of them into the White House and, you know, burned an Israeli spy who was in Syria. But it gets even wilder. In July of 2019, Trump had a private conversation with Putin, right? And the official readout said that they discussed wildfires and trade between nations. A week later, on August 2nd, Betsy Swan reported for the Daily Beast that Trump had asked the Office of the Director of National Intelligence for a list of all of its employees, including all of our spies around the world. So Trump talks to Putin, then Trump goes to the Director of National Intelligence and says, give me a list of all of our spies. And then 11 months later, the New York Times runs a story with this headline, captured, killed, or compromised, CIA admits to losing dozens of informants. The CIA then notified American spies around the world that they may have been compromised by President Trump. I mean, this is treason. I don't know how to describe it beyond that. I mean, it just goes on and on. I could give you a half a dozen other examples. They're in my article. And then you got the, you know, the Trump followers, the Putin lovers who are affiliated with Trump, who are trying to get into the act too. Rand Paul, for example, in 2018, made a solo trip to Moscow to hand deliver a package of secret documents from Trump to Putin. We still have no idea what was in that package. Senator Paul has consistently taken Putin's side and Trump's side. He's taken Trump's side, saying that he actually won the election in 2020. When the FBI searched Mar-a-Lago, he called for the repeal of the Espionage Act. Later, he said that the FBI had planted the documents at Mar-a-Lago. And last week, as the Senate was considering $60 billion of aid to Ukraine, Rand Paul launches a filibuster on behalf of Vladimir Putin in the United States Senate. I mean, we now have agents of Russia in our Senate and in the House of Representatives. This is incredible. I mean, we used to call this the Cold War, you know, this battle between democracy and autocracy. Now I think Putin thinks that he can win this Cold War, as it were, and he's going to do it with the help of, you know, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, who are, you know, dialing back their interference with Putin's plans on their platforms. In fact, Elon Musk is even promoting Putin's stuff. This is not what you have when you have a healthy democracy. This is a country under attack. We are under attack. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The war between Jack Smith and Judge Luce Cannon cranks up. I'll be right back with that in just a second.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports.
The Buzz of the North.
Buzz of the North.
910 AM WBZH.
February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. You get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. Yep, T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeats.com.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Matt Nair on Air.
I want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across.
All the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewbecca, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's made with real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. I mean, what's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from having a few extra pounds to being more fit. We could also tell they felt better and they looked healthier. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom, THOM. 22 minutes past the hour, so the war between Jack Smith and Judge Luz Cannon goes on. She scheduled 4 hours this morning in a secret skiff, private room, with Donald Trump in person and his attorneys so that they can lay out their case. And according to the reports that we're getting, this is from The Guardian, Trump's attorneys presented their defense theory, which says that the classified documents he was charged with illegally retaining were not actually national defense information or closely held by the time he left office, as defined in the Espionage Act. And they also, they're also specifically asking Judge Cannon to release the names of all of the witnesses against Donald Trump. Now, this is what happened on Thursday and Friday, was Eileen Cannon, you know, Trump's lawyer said, okay, there's some witnesses against Donald Trump. We want to know who they are, and we want their names made public. And so Eileen Cannon said, okay, or Aileen Cannon. She said, okay, I'll do that for you. Immediately, Jack Smith comes in and says, oh, no, you don't. Stop. And so she says, okay, I'll hold off for a couple of weeks, and we will meet on Monday. And so they're meeting on Monday, and she's going to meet with Jack Smith this afternoon, but she's meeting with Trump this morning. But this is wild. I mean, this is just absolutely wild. And she's doing apparently everything she can to help Trump and help Trump's case. And I suspect that today's meetings, today's back-to-back meetings, will be, you know, very consequential in regards to this. We'll see. Let's keep an eye on this. But the wild card here is the 11th Circuit Court. Florida's in the 11th Circuit area, apparently. And that court has slapped down Eileen Canna before. And if Jack Smith appeals anything to that court, it could go very bad for her. Finally, our crazy alert for the day. This is nuts. But there's a certain logic to it. In fact, there's a very kind of elegant is the wrong word, but consistent, predictable logic to it. And that is that whenever Donald Trump wants to rile up his base, all he has to do is start squealing about people whose skin is darker than mine. And, you know, whether it's immigrants and the border and, oh, my God, we're being invaded and, you know, blah, 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 or whether it is, black people, specifically Barack Obama. So what does he do? He, you know, in his rant in Conway, South Carolina, this is where he said that he would turn NATO over to Russia. He also went on to say that he's talking about Joe Biden. He says, they say he doesn't know who the president is. He thinks it's Barack Obama. I say, no. But I think Barack Obama has a lot to do with the running the country right now, and we can't let that happen. He has a lot to do with it. He's talking about himself saying he doesn't know who the president is. So basically, here's Trump coming along saying, you know who's really running the country right now? You know who's really in charge, all you Trump followers out there, all you white people? It's that black guy. That black guy that we all protested and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And whose middle name is Hussein. And Trump repeats that over and over and over again. It's really remarkable when you look at the first two and a half centuries of American history. And what you see is that arguably the primary driving force behind an awful lot of what goes on, an awful lot of our laws and our society, was racism, just pure and simple. White privilege, white power, white supremacy, white racism. And, you know, some of it takes the form of anti-Semitism, most of it takes the form of anti-black racism, some of it takes the form of his anti-Hispanic racism or anti-Asian or even anti-Native American racism. But this is such a powerful force. And the Republicans have been exploiting it since the 60s. The Democrats were exploiting it prior to the 60s. I mean, back to the founding of the Republic. And I don't have an easy solution for this other than that, you know, we continue to try to create a more pluralistic, multiracial society. But this is a hell of a challenge. It really is. When an entire political party and its leadership have decided to use race as the weapon against America, what say you?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be back with your calls right after this break. Stay with us.
Birchwood Sawyer to Poplar. County's choice for this news, talk, and sports. 910 AM of the North. WBZH. 910 AM WBZH. News, talk, and sports.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Debate right now in the U.S. Senate and expected before dawn a vote on final passage of a bill for military aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Opposed, a group of Senate Republicans, including Kentucky's Rand Paul.
This bill gives the finger to American taxpayers. This bill gives the finger to all of America. This bill is Ukraine first, America last.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson also opposes the bill because it doesn't include southern border security measures, but he opposed a previous Senate bill that had some. The semi-automatic rifle a woman used to shoot at Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston yesterday was purchased legally in December, cops say, despite reports of a history of mental illness and a criminal record involving weapons. The U.S. is working on a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza and to free hostages, says President Biden, urging Israel to help make it happen. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service confirms last week's storms in south-central Wisconsin produced two tornadoes. One was an EF1 in Greene County, and the other was an EF2 tornado that touched down near Evansville. While they brought widespread damage to the area, no one was killed and only minor injuries were reported. They were the first ever tornadoes in Wisconsin in February. Wisconsin's Republican senator in Washington says he wants Mitch McConnell out as Senate Minority Leader after Republican senators quickly killed the bipartisan border deal last week. Ron Johnson says that McConnell negotiated his fellow Republicans into a losing position. Johnson is also defending Congressman Mike Gallagher. He voted against impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Then Gallagher announced Saturday he won't seek re-election in November. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and upper teens in the overnight. There will be a few flurries flying across the area. Light northwest winds. A few flurries ending Tuesday, then mostly cloudy skies. Our highs topping out near the 30-degree mark. Currently 26 degrees.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Kripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Comcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. Say, did you catch the Super Bowl last night? What a game. Wow. I'm not a big sports fan, but I love a good football game. And that was amazing going into halftime. And, what's the old saying, dog in the fight? It's a terrible expression, but you get my point. I grew up in Michigan. I've always supported the Detroit Lions and the Detroit Tigers, you know, the football and baseball teams. Are the Detroit Lions still even a team? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, they're not in the Super Bowl. But that was a hell of a game. And the fact that, Travis Kelce is his name, and, Taylor Swift's boyfriend was playing, has now got Republicans all hysterical, convinced. This is a psychological operation being run by the deep state, by Joe Biden and the deep state, to hurt Trump supporters because they hate Taylor Swift. How's that going to work out for you? One other story that was in the news that I wanted to share with you real quickly, and then I'll pick up your phone calls here. Most Americans don't follow what goes on in Pakistani politics. But Pakistan had an election last week. And the guy who won the election, Imran Khan, or whose party won the election, has been in jail all this time. He was thrown into jail to prevent him from participating in politics. And so his party or his people or his campaign or whatever, I'm not deeply enough steeped in this. This is the Tehreek-e-Insaf party. But his party brought on an AI company, a computer that was, a large language model computer. And they took old speeches of Khan and trained the computer on it, and the computer then generated new speeches. Every day, this guy was giving a new speech from prison, except that none of them were by Khan himself. They were all computer-generated, 100%. The words were computer-generated, the ideas were computer-generated, the speeches were computer-generated, the face, the lips, everything. And yet they looked real. And virtually the entire campaign was conducted on social media. Principally Facebook, but also Twitter, and there's also some indigenous social media, and incredibly, I mean, this is just shocked observers. The New York Times said this is a surprise result that threw the country's political system into chaos, because he won. He never gave a speech. He never, he was in prison. He was in lockdown. They don't let him talk to people. They don't let reporters in. And yet every day he was commenting on the events of the day and on what his opponents had said. 100% AI. What does this mean for the future of politics? This is wild stuff. All right, let's pick up some of your calls here. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I want to hear your opinion about something that crossed my mind regarding the Colorado case and the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. If the Supreme Court rules against Colorado and in favor of Trump, the repercussions of that will be just horrific. Think about this for 1 second. That means that the states will no longer have the authority to regulate themselves when it comes to, who they want to put in their
right.
It's like
throwing out large chunks of Article 2 in the Constitution.
Yeah, but basically, it will be up to the federal government to decide that.
Yeah.
Now, if that is the case, this is a wet dream for these Supreme Court radicals, because now they will use that as a trampoline to ban abortions entirely in the United States. And I want to hear your thoughts on that. And
wait a minute. How do you tie these two things together?
Well, they will use that as a precedent to say now the federal government has the authority rather than the states to regulate.
So you're saying that this is like the supremacy clause being put on steroids?
Correct. Yeah, exactly. And these guys, as you know, they don't go by the laws. They're happy to break laws and do whatever they want.
Because they know that they can make the law. Actually, they can take down laws. They can create laws. Yeah,
about Congress. Yeah.
I don't have any special thoughts on that beyond agreeing with your concerns, Alfredo. I was horrified. I mean, I wrote an op-ed about this last week and ranted about it on the air that the Supreme Court didn't even discuss, for more than a minute or two, and that minute or two were largely irrelevant. It, for all practical purposes, didn't even discuss insurrection. It was all about, splitting hairs around what do these words mean.
Yeah. When you hear the questions they were asking, if Colorado will have the right to decide who will be president of the United States, that question is completely wrong. The real question was, does Colorado have the right to remove someone from the ballot? And they do have that right.
Yeah, at least according to the Constitution. Yeah. But this decision is going to be momentous. I don't know. We'll have to wait until it comes down. And presumably it'll be in at least, a month from now, but we'll see. Alfredo, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Rich in Indianapolis. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thank you very much. I wanted to make the observation about oligarchic control as plantationism. When you have individuals with huge wealth and the control that that brings, and look to the Supreme Court decision as money as free speech, you have a combination for, I think this way, and I think that's a fine way, and we like that way around here because, I've looked at myself in the mirror, and I feel great, and, I'm a prince of the universe. I was raised to be that way. And, and then they really work themselves up into a froth, and then they get terrified of the idea of losing all the control that they have, and then we have, I've said it before. What we're dealing with is also provincialism. And that word is based on the word province, and you have the viceroy in the province who is responsible for everything going on there as having been empowered by the court, the king, the pope, whatever it is. And it's extremely restrictive in any advancement, and it is, in fact, plantationism again.
Yeah.
You take an individual and make them supremely powerful and put them in charge, and you end up insulating them, isolating them from all progressive things that might be occurring at the court or the Vatican or whatever it is, and there's no change out there in the hinterlands. People are, I'm in charge here. I think of Al Haig. I'm in charge here. Anyway,
In a way, Rich, if I can interject here,
yes,
plantationism and provincialism and all, everything you're riffing about here is also a reflection of corporate culture in America. CEOs are kings. I mean, do not defy Elon Musk. He will fire you. So it's really kind of built into our culture.
And we have so many examples to be able to save ourselves with if we would just read ourselves in. I've got a little quote here from Blaise Pascal. He lived from 1623 to 1662. Men never do evil so completely and cheerfully as when they do it from religious conviction.
Yep.
And there it is. I mean, you take somebody away from progress and you stick them out there and you create stagnation. And you create the control that stagnation is promoting. And, we are where we are. We are one. We are not to be fractured. We must come together, stay together.
Yeah.
The isolationism that the government is from the last administration is crazy. Not promoting Ukraine protection against Putin is absolutely bonkers.
Well, it's bonkers for the most practical reason of all. I mean, setting aside all the moral reasons, and that is that
I'm thinking practicality.
You know, once he's taken the largest country in Europe, Ukraine, you know, he's gonna keep going. I mean, he pretty much said that to Tucker Carlson the other day.
Too. Tom, it's the breadbasket. It's the money that the control of food is.
Yep. 10% of the world's wheat comes out of Ukraine.
Yes. And no one's talked about that yet.
Yeah. Well, I
haven't heard that once.
More than once.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, that's me.
They also, about a third of Ukraine is sitting on shale. You know, they've got just massive reserves of natural gas and frackable oil.
I didn't know.
The largest frackable gas reserves in Europe are in Ukraine. So, you know, it's a big prize, and Putin wants it. And, you know, Rand Paul wants Putin to have it, you know, and Donald Trump wants Putin to have it. It's, which is just criminal in my mind. Rich, thank you for the call. Your points are all well taken, and I can't disagree with any of them. Thank you. I love the provincialism and plantationism. These are words that should play a larger role in our vocabulary on a regular basis. We'll be right back, picking up your calls here. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with your calls. It's 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. Stay with us.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports.
The Buzz of the North.
Buzz of the North.
910 AM WBZH.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Vinson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted them.
The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewbacca Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised at how much happier and healthier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from having a few extra pounds too many to being far more fit. We could tell that they felt better, they had more energy, their coats were shinier. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Richard in Huntsville, Texas. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'm always impressed with how smart most of your listeners are that call in.
Me too.
I just want to apologize. I'd like to apologize for hogging the airwaves. I called Friday, and I guess I should have waited and talked to you, but you made me, or you suggested I put my rant in a form of a question to Representative Rokana. Mm-hmm. And it was about Merrick Garland, and I was telling you that nothing happens in a vacuum, and so you suggested, well, do you really think he's a plant? And I said, yeah, but what's your opinion? I wish I hadn't said yeah, because I don't necessarily think he's a plant, but I think it's possible he's compromised, because if you look at the pattern here, this is not a one-off. I mean, yeah. if the special prosecutor, special investigator for Hunter Biden, you know, there's just a pattern here. And the fact that this guy is smart and he knows, like you said, that we're under attack and he knows this is treason. And here's something I just found out about him when I Googled his name, and you probably already know this. His mother country is Ukraine. So not only is he throwing America under the bus, off the cliff, if you will, he's doing it to the Ukraine too, because I mean, you see where we're going. If you're going to throw shade on Biden, you're throwing him in the ditch in this election here in a few months. You really think? You see where I'm going with this? This pattern started with right after the election. I mean, this man Trump did everything possible to stay in office, so he would still be a sitting president. And as soon as he's not a sitting president, oh my God, we're not gonna indict him. See, it started right there, and then you keep on going with the rest of it. So what is a man supposed to think if he's so smart, and he is seeing what we're seeing, and he's still sabotaging this next election? What is a man supposed to think?
Yeah, I think he's a wimp.
I you know, it's sometimes Occam's razor, you know, the easiest, the simplest explanation is the most, you know, accurate. Makes a lot of sense. And I started out thinking that he must have inherited a Justice Department that was filled with Trump appointees and was sabotaging his efforts and things. But, you know, over the last 3 years, it's become really clear. And the nail in the coffin for me was Robert Herr's report. I mean, you know, right. Bill Barr, to protect Donald Trump, took Robert Mueller's report and blacked out all the stuff that was really embarrassing to Trump, redacted it. You know, Garland could have done the same thing with Herr's report, or he could have simply said to Herr, go back and rewrite it and take out all his personal opinion stuff, because you're not a psychologist and you're not qualified to judge somebody's memory. But he didn't.
Exactly.
And that's that's a crime against the man who appointed him to his position. I think Merrick Garland should be replaced and should be replaced soon. Although, you know, my guess is that they won't do that until after the election. But I would predict, you know, I'd bet money that after the election, Merrick Garland will be gone. He will be replaced with somebody who can do a better job. But, you know, this is I share your concerns, Richard. Richard, thank you for the call. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. I just wanted to just, you know, reinforce what you're saying. And you are right. I do believe, the only thing I would add is I do believe there is a good chance Putin and Xi and others will win. Authoritarianism will win. And it's just based on this pattern I see. I mean, this weekend I talked to a coworker, and he said, the first thing he said was, Michelle Obama's going to run for president. And I said, yeah, I know. I said,
he's been listening to right wing hate radio.
Well, and here's the thing, though. He found out right away, I too listened to Smirconish, right? And David Axelrod said that he's known Michelle Obama for years, and she doesn't like politics, right?
Right, correct.
And then but here's the point. Like, the minute he found out I watched Smirconish, he dropped all pretense, Tom. He went straight to Hitler was a great leader. Hitler was a great leader. And we need a Hitler in America. Now, of course, I have an intel background, so I had to drill down on that. He doesn't know the first thing about Hitler. It's just like most of the people that hate Muslims don't know the first thing about Islam. They don't care, Tom.
Yep.
They don't care. It's like liberals that call in, or liberals that say Joe Biden is old, is too old. What it is we're used to these roles we have, and you know, the thing is Vladimir Putin is exploiting it. I think Donald Trump is like Maria Butina. He's a political asset, but probably unknown to Donald Trump for security reasons. There's some serious Russian assets in this country.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think, you know, one of the really your point, Dave, that autocracy might defeat democracy is something that we need to take very seriously. And just think of it in this context: in the last 7,000 years of what we call, you know, Western civilization or civilization, you know, writ large, I mean, including Asian and Central and South American civilizations and African civilizations, democracy has been a very rare thing. I mean, it existed for a couple of dozen years in Greece. It sort of existed for a short while in Rome, and now it's been here for 240 some odd years. But it's, you know, the vast majority of all those thousands and thousands of years have been autocrats. That's kind of the default mode for humanity.
Yeah, and you know, I would say this to my liberal friends. The only thing better than an informed and comprehensive voter is the right for citizens to vote.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yep. Dave, thank you. All righty. On the other side of this break, our Trump allies training MAGA shock troops to take over our government, and a state Supreme Court just went up against the U.S. Supreme Court. This is an amazing story. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Tuesday on Nightlight, Rob Thomas from the Capital Times joins the show. Check us out in our new time slot from 7 to 9 p.m. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. Oh. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.